I'm doing well, Brady. How are you doing?
Good. I appreciate you joining us. And I got to ask you, 2010, you're the road team playing in your high school gym, or a gym where you played a lot in high school, in the Glens Falls Civic Center. What do you remember about that night?
Yeah, it was for sure one of the most special opportunities that I've had in my career as a basketball player. One thing that our coach does, or when I was there, Coach Rose, he likes to put a game at least pretty close to, you know, the seniors' hometown. So it kind of shows them appreciation, wherever that may be. And obviously, they don't get a whole lot of recruits at BYU from the East Coast, so they were trying to figure out a game. And, you know, they, lo and behold, were able to get a game in the Glens Falls Civic Center, which is absolutely crazy. And UVM was gracious enough to take that game and come down and play us. And, you know, it was just an absolutely packed arena, an amazing atmosphere, and, you know, something I'll never forget.
You know, we know that coaches try to get schedules years out and try to schedule games. Like, did you know that that game was going to happen when you got recruited to BYU, or was Coach Rose left scrambling for a site and an opponent, you know, 3 months beforehand?
Yeah, no, it was that year, that summer that they were able to get it done. So they were scrambling to kind of get something. They actually had a game already scheduled a while in advance, and it was in Buffalo. Hmm. And that was probably going to be the game that was going to be, you know, for closest to me. So that's what we were thinking. And Buffalo, you know, is not super close to Glens Falls, but at least people can drive there and everything. So that was the game that we had planned for a while. And then Coach Rose was still trying to get a game a little bit closer, and then they came up with this opportunity to go play in the Civic Center against UVM. So, I mean, it was – like we had to go to New York twice that year. We had to make that trip twice that year. So it was a lot of fun to be able to do that, though.
That was a Vermont team that year that ended up winning the America East, but you guys beat them by 30 that night in December. What was it like for you just to be on the court? Were you nervous at all for that game playing in your old high school gym?
Yeah, it was probably one of the more nerve-wracking games that I've played in, just because it meant a lot to me to be able to be there and to see all of the people that have supported me throughout my high school career and growing up, you know, small town in Glens Falls. So most people know everybody, and pretty much the whole town was there, the surrounding area. So a lot of people in the stands that I knew and wanted to perform well for them and wanted to make sure our team got a win. And obviously, like you said, UVM was actually a really good team that year. And we knew it was going to be, you know, a tough game, but, you know, it was just one of those special nights where it didn't look like we were going to lose. We were going to go out there and play hard and have great energy and, you know, something that was memorable.
It's almost an unfair question to ask because you've had so many good moments in your career, from being a top 15 pick in the NBA draft to playing in the NBA on a lot of different seasons for a couple of different organizations to playing deep into the NCAA tournament. But where does that game stand for you kind of in your memory bank?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's top three for me. You know, it's top three. I think winning the game in Gonzaga to play to go to the Sweet 16 is probably number one. That was an amazing game. Some of those senior games that senior year against San Diego State were really memorable and a lot of fun to be a part of. And then I've had several really good, you know, basketball games in moments after, you know, my college career in the NBA and overseas. I've had some really memorable games, but that's a top three moment for me. I mean, to play in your hometown with a team that we had that was, you know, nationally ranked and had a special season, to be able to do that and have, you know, ESPN cover the game in Glens Falls was, you know, it was special. So, I mean, that's a top three moment.
Jimmer Fredette joining us with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com, sharing the story of back in 2010 when the Vermont Catamounts were the home team playing in his hometown as part of what was called the Hometown Classic at the time. You know, I was talking to a couple of the guys from that Vermont team recently off the record, and they shared a story that they were talking before the game and in the hotel the night before, and they said something like, oh, come on, how good is this kid really? How good can he really be? And you didn't hear them, but you actually came in the elevator right after, and they said, oh, he's the nicest guy ever. We feel bad that we dogged him like that. And then you went off for 26 against him. Like, did you have to deal with that a lot where people were like, oh, how good can he really be? And then you just had to go and ball out for him?
Yeah, I dealt with that on the crew. You know, especially when you just kind of see me, I'm not super big and don't look like a great athlete or anything like that. And, you know, so people just kind of look at me and like, ah, you know, I think I can take him. And, you know, once you get on the court, it's, you know, a great opportunity for me to go out there and try to prove it wrong. So try and take that to my advantage. And I, you know, it's great. Hopefully people do take me a little bit more lightly, because that gives me a little bit more of an advantage when I get on the court. So, but you know, those guys were great guys, you know, got to speak with them a little bit, and, you know, a great team. And you know, I'm glad that they, took us a little lightly, because, you know, hopefully we're able to capitalize on that.
Well, beating them by 30, I think they walked out of there with a whole new respect for you and your team. What's up with you right now in your career? You had played in China for a couple of years, then you were in Greece this year, but I got to assume the season was stopped prematurely for the coronavirus. Is that how it went down?
Yeah, right now it's technically on a pause. They're going to find out in May if they're going to try to, you know, salvage the season sometime in July, but they're not positive yet. Most indications look like it's going to be, you know, stopped, just because there's so many different countries in the EuroLeague. It's really difficult to coordinate that, whereas, you know, in the NBA or whatever, just being in the U.S., you can kind of coordinate a little bit easier with the guidelines. But it was a fun season over in Greece. Our team was you know, in sixth place at the time, you know, fighting for a playoff spot, and had a good opportunity to make the playoffs. And then you never know from there. So we had a good team. We had a good year. I shot the ball well, played well, and you know, it was really cool to be able to see the all the amazing cities all across the Europe, and to live in Athens was special. It was a lot of fun to be able to do that and experience that with my family.
Did you guys stop early, or did you have a scenario where you played a little bit and you were playing in front of lesser crowds, empty arenas, or did you stop very, very early before it got to that point?
Yeah, we played all the way up, and we played with fans all the way up until our last game. They stopped it, you know, prematurely, where it wasn't too bad at that point. They knew it was, you know, starting to go and getting worse, but they stopped at the beginning of it. So we did play in front of an empty arena once, but it wasn't because of the virus. Our fans were too crazy, and they kicked them out of the next game. So that was the only reason why we didn't play in front of fans. But other than that, we were playing in front of everybody.
You're back in the States right now. What has been your quarantine basketball level? You got a hoop in the driveway? You got a full gym like we saw Mike Conley have in the ESPN horse competitions? What's your basketball level in quarantine?
Yeah, no, I don't have a full gym or anything like that. I have access to a gym, you know, just for myself if I, you know, when I want to go over there and do that. But other than that, at the house, it's mostly just home workouts and working on ball handling and that type of stuff around the house. Yeah, there hasn't been a whole lot of basketball, you know, going on, mostly just staying in shape, keeping myself prepared, my heart rate, and keeping myself going that way. But, yeah, just doing mostly ball handling stuff and not a ton of, you know, on-court basketball stuff, which, you know, most guys aren't able to do right now. So, it's pretty crazy, but, it's nice to be home with the family and, you know, just trying to maintain the shape as much as I can.
Well, I got to go back. One last question on the UVM-BYU game. I know Danny Ainge was at that game, and they're representing the Celtics, but also a BYU guy. We carry the Celtics on this station. So I got to ask you, what were your dealings like with Danny Ainge as you went through, whether it was him being a BYU alum or just the draft process or anything subsequently?
Yeah, he's amazing. I mean, Danny is a great guy. I've been able to speak with him on many occasions and, you know, just kind of get to know him pretty well, and his family as well. They're all great people, and you know, he helped me through the draft process a lot. After my junior year, I had an opportunity to come out to play in the NBA if I wanted to, and enter the draft. And I entered the draft, and one of the workouts I did was with the Celtics. I was able to talk with him a lot, and he kind of helped me through the process and decided actually to come back to school and have that senior year. And you know, I've been able to talk with him a lot ever since. So he's a really good human. You know, obviously he does a great job with that organization. For years, he's, you know, been really, really good. And, you know, people are afraid to trade with him because he does so well. He's a good guy. He's a competitive guy. And, they have, you know, obviously the Celtics are in good hands with him.
Well, Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Jimmer. There's a foursome that I think we all can get behind here in New England some days.
I'm down. I'm down with it whenever they're ready.
Jimmer Fredette with us here on the Huddle. Jimmer, we appreciate the time, appreciate the perspective. Again, that was an interesting night for UVM and UVM fans being the home team in a different gym back in 2010, but we appreciate your stories, recollection, and your time. Thanks a lot and good luck.
No problem. Thanks, Brady, for having me on. We'll talk to you soon.